Good, how you guys doing?
Talk about what you've done in free agency, the four guys.
We're excited about it. I think that, it's been a focus for us, especially the offense and defensive line, and getting more physical on both sides of the ball. We feel like we've done that. It's been a good start.
Who do you see playing left tackle, and do you feel like that guy's on the roster?
Well, it's still open, so we're still and we're not done. So, I mean, Watson's played some left tackle, and we're going to take a peek at Stevenson there. And so we've got, we feel like we have some different options. And so, we're not done yet. So last time I heard we don't go to camp until July. And so we don't have to have that just fixed just yet, but we'll figure out how to get that done.
Looks like there was an intent to get kind of nastier, meaner on the O-line, bigger on the D-line. Was that kind of a priority going into this offseason, change the personality a little bit up front?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, with the size, and obviously, we liked the ability. We liked, with Ronald, we liked the way he played the game. He's a physical guy and plays with an attitude, so there's no question he was our target. And Menelik has the same ability to tackle. And the good thing is they have personalities, as you've seen, the real positive guys that like playing the game. And so I think not only are they good football players, but I think they're going to add a real positive feel in the locker room with the type of people and they are, and the personalities. I think we get a little bit of the personality back, and they're going to help very much there.
A lot of talk on Tony Romo.
Really?
Yes.
Among who? You?
Twitter. Yeah.
On Twitter.
Would you be trading? Would you consider trading for Tony?
Tony's under contract still. Last time I checked, he's still under contract. So, like I said, nothing's changed since the combine. We're excited about the two guys that we have here and feel like we're in a good shot. We're good space there. So.
And if something comes available, you would consider look at all options?
As I said, we're always looking at options. That's why we're not, until we get to 90, we're looking at all different options that we can look at every position. So, we never say never. As I told DeMarcus, I told him, I never say never. I think that there's always, I stay open to everything, and we'll see how things go.
How about DeMarcus? Where did you guys leave that?
He's gonna test the market. See what's out there. And so, I told him that was probably the best thing to do at this point in time. But, we'd stay in touch and see where he was.
What did you like about Kerr relative to some of the other defensive linemen on the market that maybe didn't?
Well, I mean, we really believe he's got a high ceiling. And he's a guy that was playing a two-gap, as he said, in Indy, and feel like he's a very talented guy, very young guy. We actually liked him a lot coming out of the draft and really tried to get him as a CFA when he came out. We couldn't get it done, but we've liked him since the draft 3 years ago, 4 years ago that he came out. So I think it was 3 years because he's restricted. So we've liked him for a long time, but feel like he really has a chance to fit what we do well, get upfield, and he can rush a passer, and he plays hard and chases the ball. So we're excited about him. We think he's got a lot of upside.
Because you went through this with Kaepernick last year, you seem to show discipline in these situations. Is that why maybe internally it's not as big a deal as externally regarding quarterback?
Yeah, because I think we feel good about where we are. And I think, there's so many things. Everything gets right. And I will just tell you this. There's been a lot of things out there that aren't true as far as what's going on with our quarterbacks. And so, that's what happens. Everything gets frothed up there. So we just continue to go down our plan. And that's to continue to stay open. And when things come available, we look at them at that point in time.
Dakota and Vance Walker.
Dakota, we've talked to Dakota as well as Vance Walker, so we'll see if we can get something done with, both. We have interest in both those players still.
Anything else?
Okay. Kayvon's out on the market, so we'll have to see where he is. I think that, we love Kayvon, and he's done a heck of a job for us, but obviously that's a position that we're pretty deep in, and my understanding is, Kayvon wants to play a little bit more. So he's out exploring the market.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All righty.